You ready? I'm sure you ready.
Ready when you are.
Okay, Daf Nun Dalad on the days. Mace, we have a kasha. What's the Gemara's kasha? Rosh Chodesh Chalias B'Shabbos. What's the Gemara's shaila? The Gemara's shaila now is that you toikea l'chol musaf u'musaf. We're asking a kasha on the sheet of Acha. Rab Acha tore halacha. His halacha is that you have to blow shofar for every single musaf. If you have multiple musafim, let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you have to blow for Shabbos and you have to blow for Rosh Chodesh. If it's when can you have two musafim coming on the same day? Let's say it's Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur. You have Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Anytime that you have two musafim, each musaf deserves its own set of tekiyos. Okay, that's the halacha. Mace, yes, your kash. Rosh Chodesh is the kash. Rosh Chodesh Chal, yes, b'Shabbos. So he holds, now he has the kash. Rosh Chodesh Chal, yes, b'Shabbos. So what does it say? It says over here, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Dechash Shir Shal Shabbos. So it says that what do the Levim sing? The Levim sing that they sing the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Dechash Shir Shal Shabbos. Isn't that very interesting? Because what do we do in Shul? Most of Shul's, what do we do? When it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we say, Bism Shal Yama Shabbos. And then you say, Baruch Hi Nafshi. You say both. You say both shirot. What do you do here in Sphinx? What's the meaning by the Sphinx?
That's a good question. I have to jog my memory.
Okay, fine. So yeah, therefore you say so. Doich, so this is the shir shalosh chodesh doich shir shalosh shabbos. And the chayim they never say baruch nafshi. They never say it. So I don't know what they do. But when I grew up in all normal places, they said both. They said. Like an Or Yitzchak, they say both. They say the Shir Shal Yoyim, and then they say the Shir, and then they say Baruch Hi Nafshi. Oh, because you do Svard, that's why. Because you do Svard. You have a Nusach Svard. So Nusach Svard, they say the Shir Shal Yoyim after Shacharis. So Mestavar, they don't say, whatever. Even if they do say Baruch Hi Nafshi, whatever, I don't know. Chavesesh. So here it says that the Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Chal Shabbos, V'i Yiso Lema the Shabbos, V'lema the Rosh Chodesh. So the more over here is saying the tekiyos, this is mamish kile plum with the more over here saying. Now finally understand something I never understood, that the tekiyos have a shaykhis to the shir shal yoyim when they sing shira. Now we can understand why in Eretz Yisrael they are even in Eretz Yisrael there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because what happened 1 year, the witnesses came late. And they already began to sing the shir of the Yom Chol, right? Are we sure you there? Right. So what happened? They sang. So therefore, it was Neskalkalu Halavim B'Shir. So big deal. So they made a mistake. So because of that, the Gantz Klal Yisrael for all Doiris, we have to have 2 days Yom Tov Zeich L'Dover. Because since they came late one day, what's the big deal? The answer is, what is the mitzvah hayoyim of Rosh Hashanah? The mitzvah hayoyim is tekiya shofar. Tekiya gedolah, right? That's the mitzvah hayoyim is the tekiya. And here in this daf, my favorite daf in the entire Shas, daf Nundal Gamabez in Masech HaSukkah, it says that the tekiyos are shayich to the shir. And that's why you blow the tekiyos when the tekiyos accompany the recital of the shir shal yoyim. And that's why the Gemara is the kasha, that if taka, you're supposed to blow tekiyos for each musaf, so let them blow twice. They'll blow when they say the shir of Shabbos, and when they say the shir shal Rosh Chodesh, because the shir shal Shabbos is said to accompany the musaf of Shabbos. And the shir of Rosh Chodesh is said to accompany the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara is saying is, Ebazeh, you should blow twice. And the Gemara says, what's the raya? Because the raya is because they only sang one shira. What does the shira have to do with anything? You have the musaf, and you have the tekiyos. The Gemara is making a connection to bring a raya that you only blow for one, only blow once, because they only sang one shira. What does one thing have to do with the other? What's the difference What's the difference if they let them say one Shira, and you'll blow twice. You'll blow for the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Yet the Gemara says no. The Gemara says it's not the Musaf, it's the Shir. The Shir that accompanies the Musaf, that's the Iker. Add to the Kach, this is the Kashan of Acha. The fact they only said one Shira goes to show you only blew once. Because if you really were to blow twice, like what Rav Acha is saying, then there should be, if you really would blow twice, then there would be a double Shira. What? What does the Shofar have to do with the Shira? Eivazeh, what do you see from this? You see from this is that the Shir and the Shofar, they go together. They go together. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, when they made a mistake in the Shira, it was curtains. It was a pachat pachadim, and therefore that's why L'chol HaDarvus, they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Eretz Yisrael. Shlomi came in the middle. We learned from Rabbi Ratif. We want to welcome to the Ulam HaBeis Medrash of Shlomi Rabinowitz. His name is Shlomo HaMelech Shahasholim Shaloi. Together here with Rabbi Sholimin, Yisrael is the name of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael Asher B'cho Afo'er. So we have Yisrael Asher B'cho Afo'er. HaMelech Shahasholim Shaloi. What more could you want? What more could you want? Even Shuli can now do this. He doesn't have such chashuv for people. I have two people that are more chashuv than all of his thousands of people put together. How do you like that? Only thing though is that you two also go to him. So doesn't, you know, you go to both. So good and the hate, go to both. I'm not jealous. Shlomi, am I jealous? Am I jealous of Shuli? Am I jealous? Nah, not really, right?
Nah, no big deal.
I'm not jealous of him, No, I'm not jealous of him.
Not at all. There's no kin aside from
there. Nothing. Kin aside from, I'm talking about real jealousy. Covered is not kin aside from. Covered. You know the mice with Abel Yashiv, with Steinman. A guy who was a rich American, he said to Rav Steinman, you know, I want to buy a car. I have money, I'm a rich guy, I want to buy a car, and I'm afraid though I live in a very poor neighborhood and be ayin hara. People are going to be jealous of me that I have a car, and they're so poor, you don't have a car. So Steinman says, do you know Shas? You know Bavli, Yushalm? No. You know Bavli? No. You know a Seder? No. You know a Masecht? No. You know a Perek? No. So Steinman says, buy the car, I guarantee you, no one's mekana you. A Guruba Am Oritz like you, no one's Makana. You like that story, Shlomi?
Yeah, I do.
It's a good story.
What kind of car did he buy?
Tesla. Driverless car.
Weiter.
So now we go for the more over here. So my dog, so the more over here says, so therefore he says shir. And let me just tell you, just finish up with the reason why the shofar and the shir go together is because the shofar and the shir represent the two extreme elements of dibur. The shofar represents the simplest koyach dibur possible, to just a sound, to whereas shira captures the most complex form of communication, where the words are poetry, and the words are expressed with emotion and with music and with sophistication. The tekiah of the shofar and the shir shel yom, they are the end, the bookends of the spectrum of the koyach hadibur. That's why it's totally zeh b'zeh, and that's what you see in this gemara, and that's what you that's that we explain when we write in the gemara. So frech the gemara of shlomo daf nun dalad on the base. When the middle of the morning, says, so the Isa Lemon, the Shabbos Lemon, the Chodesh Chodesh, why can't you say a double Shira? Why can't you say, I want to see the guy over here just came in. This guy's name is Ephraim also. His name is Ephraim Yehuda. Zeha Koto in Gadol, yeah. It's a good guy, this guy. The guy over here in the back. He's a smart kid. He learns Torah. He's an Adela kid. He's a very, very sweet boy. Vaita, remember when you were his age? Shlomi, what's with you?
Nothing.
Vaita. Maybe you saw Lema the Shabbos, Lema the Rosh Chodesh, Amr Rav Safra.
Tell me what we're up to.
I told you that from Mandal on the base, we're up to Rav Safra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're 5 lines from the bottom.
Okay.
Amr Rav Safra. My Deicha Lekadeh. No, when Enoch Nami, according to Rav Acha, Rav Acha holds that you blew a separate set of tekiyos for each musaf, or more precisely, for each shira that accompanied each musaf, you blew a separate set of tekiyos. And when it says that the shira of Rosh Chodesh is doiche, when it says that the shira of Rosh Chodesh is doiche, the shira shel Rosh Chodesh doiche, it doesn't mean that it's doiche legamri. All it means is that it goes first. It's doiche, the shir shel Shabbos comes first. When it says the Rosh Chodesh, it means all it says is that Rosh Chodesh, the shir shel Rosh Chodesh, it says the Rosh Chodesh of Amar Sarva, my doiche, doiche de lekade. Frankly, the more is obvious kasha, this is mamash of Velt's kasha. The more is kasha, it's the obvious kasha. What are you talking about? You have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shlomo, you take a 7-year, you lane, take out 2 Sifrei Torah, what do you lane first? You lane Shabbos or you lane Rosh Chodesh? What are you laying first? Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. What are you laying?
Shabbos, you talking about Mafter, or are you talking about
I'm talking about Kriya Sator. Yeah, they are 2 Sefer Torah.
Not there.
Oh, so thank you, Gemara. Va-va-va-mai, Tadir, Vishayna Tadir, Tadir, because how can you give me the answer that when in the base Hamikdash there are 2 Musafim, so we're going to bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh before the Musaf of Shabbos? How you talking? Tadir, Vishayna Tadir, Tadir, Kodim. Of course you're going to bring the Musaf of Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. How can you give me this answer that the Etzem, I'll tell you, do both? And when it says that it's Doiche, it doesn't mean that it's Doiche Legam, it means Lech Lekadim. Rosh Chodesh comes first. What are you talking about? How could you sing the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before you sing the Shira of Shabbos? Tadir, V'she'ene Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So the Gemara says, No, it's not a kasha. Well, even though ordinarily you talk to do that, but here there's a more important issue. People should know that today is Rosh Chodesh. And that overrides, you see over here an exception. People have to know that today is Rosh Chodesh. V'hai hekeira, v'hai hekeira avdinon. The word says, v'hai hekeira avdinon. Hai hekeira achrini avdinon. Wait, what's over here? Rashi. What's the Rashi over here say? Let's go back to the Rashi. What says? Rashi says, look at the Rashi. The Rashi did Ramaskil. Did Ramaskil with Shal Musafim. Nidnin Kinegdoi Bimarova Shal Keves. No, that's, I'm sorry. That's the next. That's the wrong Rashi. Where is the Rashi? Rashi is Vishal Rosh Chodosh. No. Nitonim. There's no Rashi on this? Did I look at the Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Maybe there's no Rashi. Maybe there's no Rashi.
What's the most question?
V'yachanan says, Leida gives the answer. What is the answer? Leida, the reason why they did in this order was Leida to make it known, Shuchukva Rosh Chodesh Bezmanoi. Frek the Gemara, that's why they did this. V'hai hekera avdinon.
Is this the one that they did? They made another
day. Oh, there's another. Great, good. V'hai hekera avdinon. Ha hekera achrita avdinon. The time of the Brisa. Chelvei tamid shel shachar. Nitanim michatzi ha-mizbech olamata. The fats of the tamid shel shachar. Nitanim, the ramp of the tamid that was put on the ramp. Michatzi keves olamata. Was the lower half of the mizbeach. B'mizrach, on the east side. V'shel musafim nitanin mechatzi, which musaf? The musaf of what? Of the musaf of I guess a regular day. V'shel musafim nitanin mechatzi keves ulamata b'ma'arav. V'shel Rosh Chodesh nitanin. Whenever you had Rosh Chodesh, you put the evarim on the mizbeach. V'shel Rosh Chodesh nitanin tachas karkov ha'mizbeach ulamata. Then it's put on it by the karkov ha'mizbeach ulamata. Where is that? The karkov means on the soivev ulamata mimenu ma'at ha'ayinu b'chatzim. We go over here in the Rashi, I'm reading over the parish on the side. B'chatzim b'zech el yimshchov shakeves aruchol l'shoshim. Okay, I'll go read that in a moment. The base over here is that you can tell that today is Rosh Chodesh by taking note of where of the animal parts. For the musaf of Rosh Chodesh had a makum miyuchad where they put the parts of the animal of the musafim where they would rest before they burnt it on the mizbeach. And that was the ultimate indication to the people that today is Rosh Chodesh. So, Fer the Gemara's kasha, why do you tell me they need to make a heker by going and singing the Shira of Rosh Chodesh before the Shira of Shabbos? There's a much more obvious heker that today is Rosh Chodesh for the fact that there are animal parts in the very unique part of the Mizbeach which is an indication that today is Rosh Chodesh. Ulamata, now let's see the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, Leida, let's go, now we go all the Rashi over here. The Rashi over here is Mesvei. Okay, Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Mesvei. Rabbi Achad Yomar Toikin Al Kol Musaf Musaf. So the Gemara goes the whole story. The Leida Shukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmanath. The Gemara we're up to at this point right now is they blew the Rosh Chodesh first. Be'etzem, they did both. Rav Ach is correct. They blew for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And when it says in this Brisa that Shabbos is Doiche Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, the other way around. When it says in the Brisa that Rosh Chodesh is Doiche Shabbos, it does not mean that it's Doiche Legamri. And they did nothing in honor of Shabbos, which would be a kasha on Rav Acha, who holds they did both. No, of course they did both. All the Brisa means, when the Brisa says that it was Doiche, it means that it went first. That's all it means to say. So, for the Gemara Leida, why? Ah, but Tadir v'she'ena Tadir Kaidim. And for the Gemara, no, this was an exception because it's critical. People should know, be aware that today is the Rosh Chodesh. Leida shehukvar Rosh Chodesh b'zmana high chashivus so that v'din leida hekera she'akir the b'shitu luhu lebezin shekitshu kahal kulchasa v'lo yigamim leiv adam olav. No one should make a mistake and think that today is not Rosh Chodesh. D'roi b'nei adam leiro chidush halavana, because most people did not see the renewal of the month. Fine. Frag the Gemara, I don't need you to do this, to sing Halal first. We know that today is Rosh Chodesh because there was a much better simon, but they put the fats. You see what the Gemara says? Not the limbs. I made a mistake. Okay, not the limbs, but rather the fats of the Rosh Chodesh were put in a different location. It was obvious for all to see. The Chelvei HaTamid, who I did L'chol Eivorav. Oh, I was not. This that I said that I made a toast, that was a toast. When I said Dvarmashadarmashad, so there's a toss on the toss. How do you like that? It's like a home run for me today. I get to say it twice. How often do you have that, Shlomi? When you get to say Dvarmashadarmashad, toss him, you'll be not on the, I thought, on the fact that I said it was a toss. V'huadin l'chol evodav. The call evri oilo kori chelvi. Look at this, it's Murdik Yisoy. Do you have noticed? He came, well, you learned something tonight over here. That all of the limbs is called chelif. Did you have Yisishah Chiddush? Did you know that? Did you know that? You learned Shas already twice. More, three times. I think three times already you learned Shas. Did you know this, Yisoid? Shlomi, and your learning of Shas, that the Aver, the limb, the Bosar, in Talmudic terminology, is called a Chalev. It's not just the fats. It's even the limbs is called Chalev. Nitanim Mechatzi, 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 Kevesh. Kevesh. A kevesh. How do you say the word? I always forget. A ram is a kevesh, right?
It's the ram is a kevesh.
Kevesh. An animal is a kevesh.
Yeah.
You lain, so you know this. What's the link between a kevesh and a kesev?
Nothing.
No, there is. Difference is, one is...
What's the lefty one's a writing?
One is 13 months. One is a baby, one is 13 months. I don't remember, fine. Nitanim mechatzi kevesh. Kevesh. Ulamata b'mizrach on the east side. The east side is closer towards the Shar Nikinor. Shisha kohanim hazoichim b'holachas evadim. The six kohanim was zoichet to carry the limbs of the korban tamid. Can I mean to say the yoyma? Mesadun oisam b'tachtitza shel kevesh. Mechetzioi ulamata b'mizrach shel kevesh. That's the part that you ascend. It was two-lane traffic. The mizbeach had two. Do you know that? The mizbeach had two-lane traffic. People go up on the right side. People come down, they go down on the left side. It's like in America, not like in Europe. Where do they go on the other side of the streets?
England.
So the Beis HaMikdash was made in America. Because the Beis HaMikdash, the traffic going up was on the right side, and the traffic going down was on the left side.
They hit the ramp, they went this way.
Before that, but going up the ramp, when you go up the ramp, which side do you go up on the ramp? You're going up.
The regular way like traffic goes, right?
Oh, in America, traffic in America. But not like traffic in England. In England, they're all going to be they're mixed up. Because it's you learn from the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, the traffic was, you know this? You go up on the right side. Okay, that's American. That's not English.
Right.
So isn't that an interesting side? Fine. Lo yehei el yimin mizrach. El yimin mizrach. So exactly. So that's why in America... They go drive on the right side of the road. Fine. Until you come, until the person was they put the limbs on the mizbech to rest there for a period of time. Now, do you know why? Let me pose this question to the great Rabbi Sholim and Shlita. Let's put him on the spot. Why did they put the pieces of the carbon oil, the tamid, on the ramp of the mizbeach, and then the kohanim disappear, and then later in the day, later on, new kohanim or someone else came to take them from the ramp and put it on the fire? Why was there a delay? Kevan shemaskel b'mitzvah goyim. What's the pause? They carried the limbs from the base hashrita, from that part of the base hamikdash on the other side.
How much later in the day?
They went to go daven shachris. They did the shrita the talmid. They did the shrita the kabbalah halacha and zrika. They cleaned, they flayed the animal, they cut it into the nisachim, and there were six kohanim who brought the six parts of the animal, and they put it on the ramp, and then they went into the lishka sagozis to daven shachris. They daven the very. So if so, then do nothing. Then do everything before shachris. So and if you one of shach.
The zman was good.
The zman was past the zman. You can daven shachris already. There's no reason to delay. It was past the zman already. It was already alos hashachar. It was already maybe even zricha. It happens very quickly. It was already plenty of time. There's no reason why they couldn't either daven before or daven after. Why are you stopping the avoda smack in the middle? You drop the piece of meat on the mizbeach and you run into the lishka sagozis and they were daven an abridged version of the morning service, and the abridged version. So the Meiri says an answer that blew my head off when I heard this answer, because you have to. The meat is not kosher. The meat has not yet been salted. You can't go serve Hashem tarfus. It's full of blood. So they brought the animal to the mizbeach, and on the mizbeach they sprinkled on the animal salt, and they let it sit in salt. Shulchan Aruch says 18 minutes, or lechatchila half an hour. So what do you do during those 18 minutes that it's soaking in salt to remove all the blood? You go daven. Daven 18 minutes. Go to Talmud Torah. They daven whole shachs in 18 minutes there. So you go daven shachs in lishka gozes, and then you come back, and then the meat has been kashered. It was soaking. They put salt on it to remove the blood. So now the blood has been extracted from the soaking of the salt, and now you proceed to put the meat on the eishal mizbeach. You don't serve Hashem meat that's treif, that's not been salted. I'm not making this up. The Meiri says this.
And then they rinsed it off?
No, you don't have to rinse it. Maybe they did. They had a hose there. Maybe they did. I don't know. It doesn't say. It does not tell us that they rinsed it off. You don't have to rinse it off. You have to take it out of the meat. The meat is the ikazach.
What's that
punching
about melach?
I'll call karbon chatakrev melach. But this salt that they sold, the Meiri is a different salt. It's not, there's an idea of putting salt, alcohol, carbon, chataka, melach, it's bris melach. That's an andre din. The Meiri says this is a different din. This, when you bring on the mizbeach, you add salt to the carbon, when you burn the mizbeach, alcohol, carbon, chataka, melach. But there's another salt that has no shaykhis to that, and that's the salt to make the meat kosher. You have to kasher the meat.
What's that?
That you also add salt. Everything that goes on the mizbeach,
it's. They
sold it also? No, the chayla of Lucharin Act, no.
The actor of Chalavan Deidara?
No, that they didn't salt. I mean, no, I think they did. But if they put salt, that wasn't for soaking. That salt was not for soaking. That salt was a din of alcohol, carbon, chatakim. Now, there are two types of salt. There's a salt
no,
of.
You're telling me if it's cool, like Kalo, I know they salted it.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm asking what's Deidara? Why Deidara did they salt?
They did. That's what they are salting here. That's what Rashi says. The Ivarim they're salting, not the chalef. It says they brought to the mizbeach the limbs, the Ivarim, meat, basa. We're calling it chalef. We said the reason why we call it is because Ivarim, Rashi says beferish. Ivarim is also called chalef. Do you have any Yeshivart?
Very interesting.
That's why they stopped right in the middle. right in the middle. They just dropped the meat on the Mizbeach. They salted it. They went to Davin. After Davening, it's already 18 minutes. Now they can proceed and take the meat that's kosher and they can put it on the fire of the Mizbeach. Because the same way you are not allowed to eat meat that's not salted, that has blood inside, it's not their cheres, it's served to Hashem. It's the Shulchan Hashem.
So why did they bring it on the ramp? What was that all about? They should just salting down below and then brought it up. What's the idea of putting it on the ramp and leaving it there?
Why they leave it on the ramp? Good question. I don't know why they
ramp. Why did they go off the ramp at all?
I guess, I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know the answer. Why do they have, maybe there's no room in the base of the Beis HaMikdash behind there. Other karbanos they have to get ready for. Maybe just have, there's no room. It's, they need an open space. They did the Shechita. That's not a place to do salting. That's a very busy place. That's what this only action takes place in the base of the Beis HaMikdash Shechita. On the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, it's action. Salting is no action. You just let it sit. You know, you can't go leave your meat lying around in this place. We're busy here. We're busy. Get out of here. We have to do shchita. We have more karbonas to do over here. We have shchita. We have kabbalah, halacha, zrika. We have to do flay the animal. We have to take out the chaylev, do come to the nisachim. We don't have space here. This is not a storage facility to go store your meat for 18 minutes, let it soak in the salt. You want to go salt? Go take it out to the parking lot. Don't go salt it over here. Here is a busy place. People are busy. They're moving around. It's action. We can't have things lying around getting in our way. Well, that's the reason. I don't know. Weiter. So weiter in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Shisha koyanim azoichim b'holochas. I'm reading over the Rashi. Rashi diur maslom nitonim nitonim. Nechatsi akev shalomatim. V'mishol shisha koyanim azoichim b'holochas. Yivoyim kerabinim b'say de yoyimah. Mesad moysa b'nechtiso shal keve kevesh. Mechetzu lomatim b'mizroch shal kevesh. Ad sheyei hamal ad sheyovoy hama'aleh. 18 minutes would wait. There will be a delay until the ma'aleh, the person whose job it was to bring it from the ramp to the fire, until he arrives, umikatrin, and they would mikatrin min akevesh ulimizbeach, and then they would burn it. They would bring it up from the kevesh to the mizbeach. Oischof, and the side of the Gemara says what? It says oischof. What is the oischof of here? Tzochla min amale min akevesh ulimizbeach umikatrin. He changes the order. They would take it from the ram to the Mizbeach and they would burn it on the Mizbeach after this delay. And how do you know that those limbs are the Tamid? Because it was on the east side. Okay, the east side is where they would put on the ram. It would be Ma'akev. The Ivari HaTamid Al Musaf. There will be a delay, and they need a heker shlo yaktiru lusav koydim loylas atamid. Oh, so he's saying we have to have a simon to know what's what. There's no taruvis. You're not allowed to have taruvis because the law is, the halacha is, you have to first burn the mizbeach, the tamid, before you burn the musaf. Okay, the burning of the karbonis has to go in proper sequence. So if you're going to go and let it soak in salt for 18 minutes, and then you're going to put down the limbs of the musaf, and then you're going to come back from davening, and you're going to go put everything on the fire in the mizbeach. You just can't put everything on the fire in the mizbeach in one shot. You have to do it keseder. Everything has a seder. Everything has an order. Okay. When you get dressed in the morning, Shlomo, do you put on which socks? Do you follow an order? Do you put on your pants first or your shirt first?
I put on my shirt first.
And you button them in order, or you just, it's just random, which button, wherever comes to you. Shabbos shirt. You don't do everything according to the Seder? Isha halacha. Everything has a Seder in life. Seder is Rosh Hashanah, Soid, Drush, and Remes. What's missing?
Pshat.
There is no Pshat. There's no Pshat. Everything in life is mysterious. There's no pshat in Seder. The ganze Welt is Seder. But there's no pshat. Nothing makes any sense in this world. Everything is either drush, soid, or emes. You want an answer to a simple answer to a simple question? There's no pshat. There's no pshat in this Welt. This Welt is misaveiv lefi a Seder. Weiter. Does Shuli say such a word? Do you hear Shuli say such a word?
I don't know, I don't remember.
It doesn't matter, he gets thousands of people. It doesn't matter. I'm not jealous. Weiter. Wir haben jetzt auch Hacker Schloi Aktil, wo so wir können los haben da 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 Mafkinon Mikro. We learn from a pasuk she ein shum carbon kaidem al al marach le tamish al shachar. Das ist die erste Sache, tamish al shachar. Hilkach, ha jetzt auch Hacker. Wir shall musafin, what are the musafin? Nitan connected in bemarav shel kevesh. So the musafin they will put on the west side. Yeah, if you have the west side kollel, I was Sholim and he goes there. He knows that place there. He knows all the players in the west side, kollel. So you surely see that in the Agafen, Dover Matavim and in the Skybel, you see Sholim and he knows he goes there all the time. Vaita, the Varova Shal Kevesh, Sha Kevesh, Ruchava Shesh Eshe Amut, 16 Amos wide, Shmina Mizrach Ulamar, the Orko Lamar base, 32 minutes of the Dharm. So therefore, you have eight amos, plenty of space to go put on one side on the east of the Tamid, and eight amos on the west of the Mizbeach to put the Musaf in. And what about Rosh Chodesh? Vayit in Rashul Rosh Chodesh, Evar Mishal Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Nitanim Hayu Bekevesh, Mesamach LeKarkoif HaMizbeach. What's the Karkoif? What does the Karkoif even mean? What does that word even mean, the Karkoif HaMizbeach? It means lattice work. Lattice work, you have to look in the article picture books. This word Karkoif is only said by the Mizbeach Shul Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu was retired. It was sent to an assisted living facility home. Okay, it's not in service anymore. It's on the Intrepid. It's not in service anymore. The Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it had what was called a Karkoif. What was the Karkoif? So either it means some design, or it means some protrusion. There was some type of protrusion which came out toward in the center somewhere. The Karkoif of the Mizbeach Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, it was morphed. It lived on. It's like a Gilgal Neshama. When it was retired, it came back to life in the Mizbeach of the Bayis Rish and Bayis Sheni as the Soivev. The Soivev is a reincarnation of the Karkoif of Moshe Rabbeinu. Got it?
Yep.
The Karkoif HaMizbeach L'mata Himenu. So it says Hoya B'Kevesh Samuch near L'Karkoif on the ramp Samuch near L'Karkoif HaMizbeach L'mata Himenu Ma'at D'Hayinu B'Chatzi Hu'Elyoin Shel Kevesh. The upper half, that's the point. The point is that it says by the limbs of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musafim, they will put on the ramp, on the lower portion of the ramp. Okay, the Mizbeach is, the ramp went up 9 amas. The Mizbeach is really 9 amas, because the corners protruded above, that was amah number 10. But it was 9 amas. So, but when we calculate the soiv goes from the corners. But the ramp went up 9 amas, and the limbs of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Musaf was put in the low part of the ramp. Which means now they would put the limbs of the oila on the upper portion of the ramp, which is in the vicinity of the soivev, because the soivev is six. It is six amas. The soivev is six amas from the ground. Okay, the chut hasikra is 5 amas from the ground, and the soivev is 1 am above the chut hasikra. Got it?
Yeah.
That's why you wear a red band around your arm. Why do you wear a red band around your arm? That red band, you don't have to wear a red band. You can't go buy a red band. That red band has to go around Kever Rachel. They take that red cord and they tie it around the middle of Kever Rachel, and then they untie it and then they cut it up into little pieces and they give everyone, you pay money to get a red band. That red band, it was the soivev of Kever Rachel. It was the chut hasikra. The chut hasikra of Kever Rachel. And that's, where does that come from? It comes from the Mizbech. The Mizbech also had the Chut HaSikra that went around the middle, and that was Amah number 5. And on top of that was the Soivev, and that's where you were able to stand, and that's where you're going to put on the ramp of the Mizbech. You're not putting this on Mamish, the Soivev Mamish. See, the Gemara does, Ikach Chosra Min HaSefer. doesn't say in the Gemara that they put the tells in the world they put the limbs on the soivev of the mizbeach. No, they did not. They put it on the ramp, on the which part of the ramp, the part of the ramp that was in the proximity, in both vertical and horizontal to the soivev of the mizbeach. Look at again the Rashi. Shol Rosh Chodesh. Ivarim Shol Musar Rosh Chodim. Nitanim Chayu Bekevesh Bekevesh Samach LeKarka B'Mizbeach L'Mata Himin Ma'at. Tain Bechatzu Elyon Shol Kevesh Shakol Akevesh Aruch Shloshim Rishayim. We just already read this Rashi over here. Was 32 Amos. Veinu Mashpia. We didn't do this. Veinu Veinu Mishapeya Va'Oyle Ela Tesh Amos. It only went up 9 Amos because the 10th Amos were the Kronos. Hashesh Amos Min Aritz L'Soyve V'Hasholish Min Asoyve L'Mala Nimsu Shnei Shlishi Aruch Akevesh. Therefore, two-thirds of the ramp was the lower portion. Since the ramp went up 9, and the soiviv is 6, so 3, 6, 9. Did you know that? I didn't know that. 3, 6, 9. So 3, 6 is two-thirds of 9. So the soiviv is two-thirds of the ramp is below the soiviv. And one-third of the ramp is above the Seiviv. So they put the Evadim of the Rosh Chodesh on the top third, which is the last three Amos. That was the Simen. Okay, V'nim S'shnei Shlish Arich Kakevesh Min Aretz, coming to have two-thirds of the ramp, was Min Aretz the Seiviv. Weiter in the Gemara. Okay, so we did V'shav Rosh Chodesh Mata. Weiter, we turn the page. This is the most important thing about the Daf Yomi now, Rabbi Yisai, is to turn the page. This is the Hanoah. This is the Olam Hazeh of Daf Yomi, is to turn the page. We ask everyone here to please wake up. Everyone wake up and turn the page.
But that's why you have
art
school, you can turn 5 pages for one
book. Doesn't count. It's Halach, the only page that counts to get you to have the Hanoah is when you turn to the next Daf. Weiter, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan. We're now in the afternoon, hey. We're no longer wanderers anymore. We're no longer beginning Nov and Nod. We're now into Nun, hey. 55, we're now at the speed limit. New York State speed limit. 55 miles an hour. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan laid a shukva resh chodesh bizmanoi. Bizmanoi, the reason why they did this was that people should know that's why they made the simon. So enter the Gemara. This is the Barvusta answer, everyone knows the answer. The answer is Trey, Hikir, Avdinan, the Chazichai, the Chazichai Chazi, or the Chazichai Bahai Chazi. That's why you have two eyes. Did you know this? That's why you have two eyes. The Chazi Bahai Chazi, the Chazi Bahai Chazi. Two eyes. You have two eyes. There were two Hikir, you have to take a simon from a person. A person has two eyes. You have to have two simonim to see. Some people saw that the limbs of the animal, no, really, it's Shmia and it's hearing. And it's seeing. The Gemara, why the Gemara say, why is it chazi? One, you heard, you heard this one or you saw this one. There's two simonim. You hear the sound of the shofar, or you see the limbs of the Rosh Chodesh on the ramp, on the upper portion of the ramp. You hear? You hear the vart? There is the cholam royim esakolos. They saw and they heard. They saw and they heard, and there are two simonim. Yeah, the Gemara calls it the Chazi B'Hai Chazi, the Chazi B'Hai Chazi. What's the mile of two simonim? Depth vision. If only one eye, you're missing out on, what is it called? It's called depth, what is it called?
Depth perception.
So therefore, we don't want people just stamazoi to know it's Rosh Chodesh. We want them to have a depth in perceiving the value of Rosh Chodesh. Depth perception, two simonim, two things to see, even though one of them is really a sound. Rav Sholim, are you with us?
I hear every word you're saying, my friend.
Vital.
Figuring out what depth perception is all about.
Two simonim, to have an appreciation of Rosh Chodesh. We're coming now to the Ikar Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Ikar Shem Rosh Chodesh. Okay, vital. As you're murdering a kasha. Why in the Nusach of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh do you mention the Karban Tomei twice? It's a Merdeka Kasha. Someone told me an answer that blew my mind. But you look, Shlomi, you have time, not doing now. Shlomi and Shlomi, you have a chance. Look at the Musaf. the Nusach HaTefillah. You mention the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and then you say, Ushnei Timidin Kehilchasam. And then you say, Milvad, I last Rosh Chodesh. Don't forget that Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And you bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. V'tamid Milvad Oilas HaChodesh U'min Chosoy V'Oilas HaTamid U'min Chosoy. Oh, excuse me. You just said literally with Toich Chidei Dibor U'shnei Timidin Kihil Chosam. And then you say, oh, don't forget, it's Rosh Chodesh today. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Milvad Oilas HaChodesh U'min Chosoy. The oilas hatomid umin chosai. Yeah, good kasha.
Yeah.
Didn't you say this your whole life? Didn't you say this? You daven it twice a day, and then you listen to Chazor Hashas twice. So you're doing this for many, many years. Did you ever think about this? Why do you mention the tomid twice? You mentioned the first one. You mentioned the two tomidin, tomid shal shachar, tomid shal ben abayim, and then when you come to Rosh Chodesh, you mention one tomid. The one in the morning. Oh, why? We just said it. Mamash toich kidei dibur. We mentioned the Talmud. Why are we mentioning the Talmud a second time? So someone told me a very interesting answer, but I want to hear what your answer is. I want to hear your answer. You'll tell me tomorrow. Vaita, Neitzvei. Yeah, Kasha. You ready? Next piece of Gemara?
Yes.
Meisve, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel Yochel Kshem Shoshet Toikin Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmoi. So again, we're back to the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is into the Rashi. Tap Rashi into the Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, Lekach Soidin Moisim Lamad Lamei Meshari Vayim Lachar El Haru Shein Chashuvim Ulo Di Ashukva Hachodesh Bizmanoi. In the Choshev, that's a very interesting Zach. You want to show that the Chodesh is Choshev. All right, Vayit. Next Gemara. Meisve again. Kasha of Acha. Rav Acha says that each Musaf gets its own set of tekiyos, which really means it's not really the Musaf, it's the Shira that accompanies the Musaf. The tekiya shofar is shayich to the blowing of the shofar is shayich to the Shira. Okay, this is very important, you saw it. And Sukkis, the avoidas hayyom of Rosh Hashanah is what? Yom Teruah Yelochem. The Avodas Hayom Rosh Hashanah is shayich to the Shira of the Musaf. On Sukkis, what is the Avodas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash? Nisach HaMayim. That is shayich to the Nisach Yayin of the Talmud Shel Shachar. You have to know where to anchor the Mitzvahs Hayom. The Mitzvahs Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is anchored in the Shira that accompanies the Musaf. The Nitzis Hayyim of Sukkis in the Mikdash, the Nisach HaMayim is anchored in the Nisachim, the Nisach HaYayin that accompanies the Talmud Shel Shachar. You Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim. Vait Meisrei. The Tanei Rava Bar Shmuel Yochel Kishayim Shetoykin Shel Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai Yal Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmai Kach Yutoykin Al Kol Mosav and Mosav Mam Shekash. This is the Taka, what the Taka holds. Rabbi Acha holds this. Tamaloyma Uv Rosh Chodeshem. It says Rosh Chodeshem to teach you what with Rashi Yochel. I think Shem is talking al Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmai Kshal V'Chol. The al Musaf Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai Kishehi Levada. Kach talking al Kol Musaf Musaf Kshachol Lios Biachet. Hamolim Rosh Chodeshem Gabi Tikios Ksev Uvyoyim Simchaschem Uvimoyadechem Uvrosh Chodeshem Utekatem. What's that teaching you? What's the drush teaching you? So he. What's the drasha? Chukshu to you, or Rosh Chodeshem, what's the raya? I don't know, it doesn't say over here in Rashi. We have to go over here to the Masifta. So the Masifta says, the Gemara isn't going to explain this. Okay, the Gemara isn't going to explain. Hold off. Chazorbach. No, Shlomi, you look like you're very bored. Is my shir really that boring? Would you rather be somewhere else now?
I love exactly where I am.
Listening, yeah, where you are listening to my share, would you be more interested in listening to someone else's share? You look very bored.
I'm not bored, but
But what?
I don't find this thing particularly interesting.
Because you don't have a good market share.
No.
If he had a good market share, he would make it interesting. He would bring out, he would be excited, like surely has excitement, and bring out the longest. It's a different ball game. Weiter. Tavlem of Rosh Hashechem. What about Aryeh? Why don't you go to Aryeh? How is he doing, Aryeh? How is he? Is he okay?
I think he's doing okay.
Tamaloy, how's his boy? He has that boy. That has, how's that boy doing that he has?
What? Which boy? The boy that has a Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Very good, I think.
Where does he stay? He stays at home with them?
Yeah.
Very, very sad. How's his father? How's his parents doing?
I don't know. Not so good. I don't think his father's so good.
Gotta go call her up. Gotta go call her up for Rosh Hashanah. Tamaloy Mar. Mrs. Victor.
I call
Mrs. Victor. I speak to her every so often.
Oh, I thought you meant to Aryeh.
No. Him I don't talk to. We're done.
Go ahead.
Tamaloy Mar. Uvroshe Chot Sheikhem. Yeah. So the more we ask the Kasha, what does this mean over here? So you have to Rav Acha. So you have to say, Mama Shakasha. So you have to Rav Acha. What does Rav Acha say? What does Rav Acha say? Rav Acha says what? That you do both. Do both. Fine. So the Gemara says, Taki right, Tuyofta. The Gemara says, Enochanami. Rav Acha is a Tuyofta. He's been oisgefrekt. He's finished. Whenever the Gemara says Tuyofta, there's no return. Okay? It's over. It's curtains.
This is now, the second Tuyofta on him, or this is the first Tuyofta?
Tuyofta, Rav Acha, Tuyofta. When the Gemara says such a nosach, Tuyofta, right, the study Shas, you learned already Shas three times. Sometimes the Gemara says ganz nosach, like this. This is namish, the ultimate kill.
This Gemara is, will continue to challenge him.
The Gemara says, whenever the Gemara says Tuyofta, the so and so Tuyofta twice, that's like curtains. Sometimes the Gemara just says it once, Tuyofta. And sometimes the Gemara says Koshia.
The way he reads it in art schools is Tiyufta Rav Acha. So is this a Tiyufta? And for the Gemara, Tiyufta Taka.
Right. That's a standard. That's a standard. Right. But I wonder, you should know, we're just making an observation that in Shas, when the Gemara slugs up someone, it doesn't always say this with this intensity.
The Gemara, like a double Tiyufta, you mean?
Right. It just says Tiyufta. And sometimes the Gemara says Kosher, which basically means don't confuse me with the facts. Everything is the same. Nothing changes. And sometimes the Gemara is a kasha and the Gemara doesn't say anything. Garnished. It doesn't say there are four madregas. Kenega the arbob on him. There is tiyufta, the so-and-so tiyufta. There is tiyufta. There's kasha. And sometimes the Gemara just doesn't answer. The Gemara is a bomb kasha. Vaita, new Gemara, ton rabbanon. Oh, excuse me, yes, the kasha. What's the answer to the kasha? The Gemara doesn't say anything. So what does that mean? So some say that's even stronger than a tiyufta. It's even more stark than a tiyufta, the so-and-so tiyufta. Because the Gemara doesn't even have to, because if you say tiyufta, it's like opening up a Pesach. You know, let's send it, let's appeal the decision. Let's go to the Court of Appeals. If you say Tuyufta, so it's Tuyufta, you're giving a verdict. Oh, we like, you ever see these celebrity cases that happen in the news where you can't go to the Supreme Court until you have to go through a whole Chagadya. The local court has the first Pascha. And then when you get the Pesach, then you go to the Court of, then you get it to go to the Court of Appeals. And then the Court of Appeals sends it to the state court. It's a ganza chadgadya, and you can't go to the next step until you go through the ganza mayas and go through the whole chadgadya. But if you don't get the piece of paper, the psak, from each step of the way, then you don't go nowhere. You sit and wait forever. You can stall. You can stall the whole thing by just sitting and waiting for a decision by a lower court until you can go up and up. So it's the same thing. When the Gemara says tiyufta, the so-and-so tiyufta, at least you have in your hand a psak. Now we can go and to the Court of Appeals, slug it up. But the Gemara doesn't even say to Yufta. The Gemara is a kasha, and the Gemara just hangs nothing. I don't even have room, something to grab onto that we can now try to slug it up. and reverse it. So when the Gemara doesn't answer, just says stam, it's even more fatal than to yufta the so-and-so to yufta. You understand? Okay. And some say pufakert. Now when the Gemara asks a kash, the Gemara doesn't even bother to answer, it means, come on, this is not even a kash. What are you bothering me with this? You're not even worthy that we should respond to such a question. It's even less than kosher. Yeah?
Yes, less than kosher.
So you have two mahalchim. When the Gemara asks a question, the Gemara does not give an answer. The Gemara just leaves it, the kasha, and doesn't say anything. Either it's very, very weak, and that means it's garnish, not a kasha, or it means it's such a good kasha, it's even a higher madrega than tiyufta, so tiyufta. And the reason why the Gemara doesn't say those words is because the Gemara doesn't want to give you even a pesach, doesn't even want to give you a pesach to have the ability to go and try to slug it up and restore it. You hear the word?
Yeah.
So there basically comes out of Maskot, it's 4/5. There is tiyufta, the sense of tiyufta, there's tiyufta, there's kashya, and there's silence. And silence can be interpreted, can be broken down into two different mahalchim. Either it's going to be less or it's going to be even stronger. Eilu v'eilu v'elukim chayim. So we learn over here, Lisa Yisoy today. Lisa was Kedai to come tonight. No, Kedai to come tonight. For that, learn that Yisoy, the 4/5 Madregas. To learn the Yisoy about salting on the rim of the Mizbeach. To learn the Yisoy of there are three different types of limbs you put on the Mizbeach, the east side, the west side, and the upper portion of the Karkov. The Karkov is the reincarnation of the Karkov of Moshe Rabbeinu on the Mizbeach of Shlomo and the Vayasheni. And we learned about Tadir Vishaini, Tadir Kaidem, and we have an exception. In order to be mafarsin gesundheit. You know, you do that in public, you know what they would do to you?
What would they do to me?
If you sneeze, say in public, it's like, you know, it happens to me all the time. You sneeze in public, they look at you like you just committed.
That's why I don't come to shul.
You committed genocide. If you sneeze in public today, it's like a genocide.
But there's another worse thing than tiyufta, than a tiyufta, a double tiyufta.
I told you that! Tiyufta is also tiyufta.
No, he has it again. Wait, you're going to see the Gemara is again tiyufta there.
This is enough. So what? We say, when the Gemara repeats it, the Gemara gets multiple kashas and says, Nachmal tiyufta.
He's going to continue now.
I know. I know.
Why do you have to continue and knock him down? He's finished.
The whole Hana. Of knocking someone down. It's the Gresta Hana, don't you know?
I guess, I don't know.
People who are married, they understand this. They understand this. It's not enough to knock down once.
No.
Sheva Parim Yipol Tzadik. Why? Yipol Tzadik? No, Sheva Parim. No, it's Sheva Parim Oimed. The knife. No, you don't understand? Weiter. Tamaloimar of Roshe Chot Shechem. Of Roshe Chot Shechem, fine. So the Gemara is two of the Nuziv. Now the Gemara is my time, the Gemara wants to go backwards. Please clarify the Drosha. You just mentioned words. It says of Roshe Chot Shechem, and this Drosha tells us that you only blow Shofar for one Musaf. Even though you have multiple phrases that make believe. Let's say Shabbos falls out on Yom Kippur, and also it's the same day as Shmini Atzeres, and it's also, let's say, the first day of Pesach. All the Moadim fall on the same day, the Bevasachas. It's Pesach, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and it's Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Okay? So you eat, have the Seder at night, and you have a very long davening by day. And you take a little vinestra, you do all the Moadim in one shot. Could you imagine such a thing? Could you imagine you have a day where you do all the mitzvahs in one shot? You take a little vinestra, you have a seder at night, you do a Hishanis, and you have a Simchas Torah. What else do you do? Like the Chanukah Menorah. Vaita. My Talmud. I learned something Murdik today. The bee. The bee, every part of the bee has a chelek in Avodas Hashem. There's the honey. You dip the apple in the honey. The wax. Do you know the wax, the byproduct of the honey, of the bee? the wax he used for the Chan, the wax he used for the Chanukah menorah. He used the wax for the Chan, you used wax for candles. The candles, the Shabbos, bees is the Russian, and then the sunrise. And then what else is there? The sting. What is the sting?
Yeah.
Marriage. Each part of the bee has a chilek and avoid the Hashem.
Very good.
Finally, you said very good. Finally, I said something that you like. Uvroshechot Shechem, to Yufta, Rav Acha, to Yufta, my Talmudah, what's the Talmudah? Om Rabbi Amakura, Uvroshechot Shechem, Hukshu, it says Uvroshechot Shechem, Hukshu Kol Chodoshim, Kulam Zeloze. They all compared one to another. So what is the meaning of that? That just like on most of the Chodoshim, there's only one Musaf. There's only one Musaf.
So even
you have even Shabbos, not Rosh Hashanah. Oh, you're saying about Rosh Hashanah in a Chanami. Yitaka is saying a good word. What about Rosh Hashanah? But let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
Or Rosh Chodesh that's...
Or Rosh Hashanah, every Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Hokshu kol chadashim kulam zelo ze. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, kol chadashim kulam, all the chadashim kulam. It says, well, let's see the previous Rashi. Kach togin kol chadashim kulam, l'in tikiyas shatikiyosem shavais. Vaita. Ravashi amar, ksiv it says chod sheichem, ksiv v'roshei. It says the word chod your months, and it says v'roshei, v'eze chodesh, when do you have a chodesh, sheyesh lo shnei roshim, mamash, you know, do you have a Rosh Hashanah coming around the corner. You know that? Monday night. Did you know that? That Monday night is the new year. We're running out of time. The Eizeh Chodesh. What?
Monday night is Labor Day.
Labor Day?
When is
it? Monday. It's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah falls on Labor Day?
It's also Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Labor Day.
There are two. Fine. So Eizeh Chodesh Yesh Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, and Havi
Omer. You don't blow twice. Once for Labor Day, once for Rosh Hashanah. You only blow once this year.
You only blow once?
Yeah, even though Rosh Hashanah is on the same day as Labor Day, so you'd think there's like a Rebacha, we would all do time.
Weiter. Let's finish over here. Weizach Chodesh Shnei Rosh Hashanah. Have you ever said Rosh Weizach Chodesh Sheish Rosh Shnei Rosh Hashanah? Have you ever said Rosh Hashanah? V'am Nachmanu Chod Sheichem. It says Chod Sheichem Chad Hi. Your months, even though you're gonna have Rosh Shei. What does Rashi say? Chok Shukulam Shnei Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah V'kray Rachmanu Chod Sheichem Chos Ah. The Drash is Chosah. It says that it's missing a letter. It says Chod Sheichem, it's missing a Yud. To teach you only one B'shoifer you blow on this Rosh Chodesh, L'in Tikiyois. Okay, Gvaldik. We're davening Arvis now. I have to stop now. Thank you for coming to me.
Thank you.
Shlomi, thank you very much. If you don't come, you know, you give me an hour of learning. You get me to take my mind off this world. It's very good. You get a big mitzvah. Hashem should reward you. Good evening.
Good evening.
You don't have off of that. You down Marif?
I was.
You get a tremendous mitzvah. Oh, you're a tremendous chus. Someone that does something like that it's embarrassing. And it's a tremendous chus. Ashrecha. Very fortunate. And you live in a very graceful way. Shukayach. Amen.